know, just wanted to hold it so that, you know, that they could know that I was a good guy, and, you know that I just still missed him and I still thought about
him. All right, Charles James always having some fun in the locker room. Drew, JJ, and Brian having a little fun here on Texans Extra Points. And let's get down to the quarterback position for the second week in a row. Brian Hoyer's going to start. What have you seen good from him, and what's he got to continue to do?
Well, I was glad to see that he rebounded from his first game of the season in which, you know, Coach O'Brien kind of took him out of the game. Now he's playing with this confidence. And one thing that makes, you know, I love about the way he's throwing the football is the fact that he's throwing it with touch, Drew. And I think that's what makes it easy for a guy like a wide receiver like a DeAndre Hopkins to catch his football. As a former player, you want a quarterback that can make easy throws and it's easy for you to catch. And I think that's exactly what he's doing. That's why he's having so much success on the football field, is because of his accuracy and his touch big time.
Yeah. You know, a lot of guys, a lot of quarterbacks have had success and will have success against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. But he was, like he's talking about here, he was also able to move the offense, and he did it in a way that was reminiscent of what we saw in May and in June and in August during practices and some of the games as well, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I think what we saw last week for Brian Hoyer, we saw the good Ryan Fitzpatrick. There were times last year that Ryan Fitzpatrick was everything Bill O'Brien and George Godsey want out of this offense in this era of the Houston Texans. It's a game manager who is, as you said, Drew, able to move the ball and stretch the field. The touch that you mentioned, he throws a lot better deep ball than you think that Brian Hoyer could do. But let's look at some really simple numbers. 63.4% completion percentage, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That's smart, efficient football. He's not going to throw for 400 yards, but if he can throw for a couple of touchdowns and no interceptions, 200 yards plus, that's exactly what they need out of the quarterback with this offense and this system. And that's what Brian Hoyer has done this far.
And those numbers you just brought up, the best of his career, mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt that he's got a guy like DeAndre Hopkins to throw the ball to, Dope.
No, and you know, who is Andre Johnson? I mean, that That's where we're at already with DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins, through 6 games, is on it, not just an all-pro pace. He's on a pace to set the franchise records for receiving yards, for receptions in one season. You're seeing someone in their third year who's still a young guy. I mean, he came out early from Clemson. You're seeing somebody who's really, really not just taking the next step. He's the number one receiver on this team. Right now, he's one of the best receivers in the NFL, and he's leading the NFL in multiple key categories. So he gets it, and he's linked up, as you said, with Brian Hoyer. It's a really dangerous tandem right now.
You played the position. What is he doing well? What's standing out that maybe people don't talk about with DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, you know, I try to compare him to a younger version of a Larry Fitzgerald, you know, because I had an opportunity to be teammates with Larry Fitzgerald back in Arizona, and he has that same demeanor as far as the way he comes to practice. He's a hard worker, and he catches the ball every ball that he's throwing this way, he's catching it with his hands. And I think that's what solidifies him as a great receiver, is that he's not letting that ball come and hit him up in the shoulder pads. And I don't know if he's even had a drop yet, Drew. So we're going to see what happens, man. And now, you mentioned about him being maybe possibly better than Andre. I still think he's still got some time left, and he's still has
to prove
himself.
Of course.
But I think, like you said, Brian, earlier, he's on a pace to really compete and do well. And we'll see what happens in the near future for this kid, but it's really bright for him.
You know, Hoyer talked about the catch where Hopkins trapped it against his helmet, right, which was amazing, and it's clear that that's a tough one. But Hoyer said, you know, in the moment in the game, you don't really get to appreciate what the guy does. But he said, you know, they were doing one of the replays and figuring out whether it was a catch or not, and he said, wow, that was pretty good. That was pretty interesting. But degree of difficulty. Okay, clearly it's a difficult thing to do, but how difficult is it to come down with the ball, drag the feet in with a guy draped all over you?
Well, one thing that made it so exceptional was the fact that he act like he's already done that before. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, you know, when a receiver makes a big play like that, normally they're pounding their chest and trying to get the fans all excited. But he was like, hey, this is what I do every day. So I think that's what makes him special, is the fact that every time he's out there playing, it's like he's out in the backyard.
All right. Well, we got to get in touch with our backyard hero, John Harris. He, you know, he did some things back in the day playing some backyard football. So don't go anywhere, because John Harris has a fantasy football update.
All right, everybody, it's FanDuel Formula time. Time to get fantasy football cranked up for week number 7 in the NFL. I'm going to give you 2 value plays, 2 people you should have on your roster, and 1 guy, well, you want to circle him and probably keep off your roster. Let's start with the value plays. I'm going to start with 2 rookies this week. Jameis Winston, quarterback for Tampa Bay, hasn't been the greatest year. You know he's going to turn the ball over. But at $6,500 on FanDuel, that's a pretty good value for a quarterback. And facing Washington, I think he's got an opportunity to put up some good numbers. Good value from the number 1 overall pick in last year's draft. The number 10 overall pick is Todd Gurley, the St. Louis Rams. And the Rams have got Cleveland. Yeah, it's $7,400 on FanDuel, but If you're looking for good value, Todd Gurley has been giving it to you fantasy-wise. If you don't have him in your league, Todd Gurley is a guy you definitely want to pick up. And a guy you want to sit on the bench, Brandon Marshall. And I'm a big Brandon Marshall fan. I love everything that Brandon Marshall stands for. Unfortunately, at $8,200, that's pretty expensive, and it's the Patriots. So keep that in mind. Those are your plays for Week 7 on your FanDuel form. If you want to play with me and hundreds of others, HoustonTexans.com/FantasyPass. I'll be right back after this.
Before they play big, they sleep big. Mattress Firm, the official mattress retailer of the Houston Texans and home of the Sleep Happy Guarantee.
So you're into fantasy football, then you gotta check out these new one-week leagues on FanDuel.com. Check out Chris Prince. He's won over $762,000 on FanDuel. There's no season-long commitment, and with brand new leagues every week, you can pick a new team any week and get immediate cash payouts. And look, FanDuel is going to pay out over $2 billion this year. You've got to get your share. And right now, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com right now and enter promo code RODEO.
Do it right or break check and get a better oil change.
Come in today and we'll give you $10 off your first oil change with us. Plus, every fourth oil change is free, even on synthetic. Brake check. Right parts, right price. Do it right.
I live for Sunday.
I live for Sunday.
Texans fans show their loyalty in some very spirited ways.
We live for Sunday.
Hyundai owners just buy another Hyundai, making Hyundai number one in customer loyalty 6 years in a row.
Number one, baby!
If Hyundai was a football team, they'd be a dynasty. And every Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles.
I live for Sunday.
Hyundai, official car of the Houston Texans.
To know that every child is extraordinary. To remember that every patient is family. To know that bravery comes in all sizes. This is our promise. The Promise Campaign will expand our care and compassion to more children, extending our reach to communities in Houston, across the state of Texas, and around the world. What's your promise?
Get a better oil change at Brake Check.
Save your engine and your tires with a 2-minute alignment quick check. Free with every oil change. Plus, every fourth oil change is free, even on synthetic. Brake Check. Right parts, right price. Do it right.